Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for December 24th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property on your radio in the traditions of our founders. The supreme law of the land, the rule of law, is the answer to restore the republic. We also believe heavily in the checks and balances put together by our founders. Absolutely brilliant, to say the least. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. We're going to go to a simulcast with Jesse Lee Peterson. He's a talk show host in his own right. He's an author. He's the leader of a group called Bond. And I'm telling you, it's just tremendous stuff what he's been working on for his whole life, really. He stands up for this idea that we're all Americans, that we all can work together, that family is the fundamental unit of society. I mean, he's a guy after our own heart, isn't he? He heads up an organization called Bond, B-O-N-D. Building the family by rebuilding the man is the slogan. He wrote an incredible book now. It's his latest offering, if you will. He's written multiple books, but his latest offering is called The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blames, and Victimhood. Jesse Lee Peterson, thanks so much for simulcasting with us. How are you, sir?
All is well, Sam. Thank you so much for having me on, and Merry Christmas to you, your family, and your audience.
Amen. Thank you, sir. By the way, you have two co-hosts here. My name is Sam Bushman. I've got Kirk Cosby with me. I've got eight beautiful children, four boys, four girls. Kurt, welcome, has 11. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam, and thank you, Jesse Lee Peterson. Yeah, thank you for being with us. You're one of our heroes.
Oh, man, thank you so much, and Merry Christmas to you and your... How many children you have?
We just have six boys and five girls.
That's a blessing. Well, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, we got big old family Christmas going on. Everybody's just having a fantastic time, and I want to start out, I know this may be controversial for Christmas, but I think it's critical to understand. You have been saying forever that, you know what, without a father in the home taking responsibility, everything melts down. And the answer is to bring the father back into the home as the spiritual, as the temporal, as the moral leader. He has stewardship. He has God-given unalienable rights as that father of his family. And you bring that out. Now, there's a guy by the name of Sean Bergen. I don't know if you know who he is. But he was in New York, and he dared to say, we got to have fathers back in these homes. He brought that up on a newscast live when he was talking about some violence and some shootings that took place. They literally fired him for saying we got to have fathers in the home. But this is the answer. Until we can get the media to understand this and tell the tale of truth, we're in trouble, Jesse.
That's right. Well, one thing I'm sure about is that nothing is going to get better until men return to God and love him with all their heart, soul, and might. And if they want a family, get married and love their wives the way God loved them, and husband and wife guide their children in the right way to go. I grew up on a plantation down in Alabama under the Jim Crow laws, and the thing that we had going for us is that our grandparents were around. Our father and mothers, even though my father and mother wasn't married, my mother married my stepfather before I was born because it was an embarrassment to be having children out of wedlock. But when you had the father and mothers together, you had the grandfather and grandmothers, morality in the black community was, I mean, just up. They loved what was right for the most part. They did the right thing. They treated their neighbor in the way that they would like to be treated. They didn't hate white people. But when the government came along and took the father away, they took the Son of God out of the family. And because what people don't realize is that the man is the Son of God, and he represents God. And when you remove the son, you remove the father. And so they remove the black son, which is the father, and the government took over, and the black so-called leaders took over, and now black Americans, not all but most, are suffering not because of racism, but the lack of moral character. The average black man is angry. The average black woman is angry. And they blame everyone for their problems. And we didn't have that prior to the civil rights movement.
You're right about that. Now, some people even say that we're worse now than we were under slavery. And I know that's a very toxic statement to make. However, to some degree, you know what? When you take away people's ability to educate their children, when you take the father out of the home and leave the mother dependent on, say, government or who knows what welfare system, you rob everyone of their dignity. You yep. take away their ability to become somebody and develop the confidence necessary for self-determination and for what I would call the ability to take care of oneself or to be self-reliant, etc. That moral destruction is the cause. The things we're talking about in society today are nothing but symptoms, right?
That's right. And that's a very good point. Black Americans are worse off today than they were during slavery, because during slavery, at least they loved God. They were able to work and develop that ability to take care of oneself. They thought for themselves for the most part. But today, most black people do not think for themselves. They rely on the government or someone else to take care of them. They are angry and blaming, and they feel like victims. They are not. They don't own land for the most part. Even back then, black Americans owned land. There were black people who owned slaves.
In fact, the first slave owner in America was black, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so, and morally, they were upright. Today, they're not. So they're more as.
And believe it or not, even though slave owners would oftentimes divide families, there were families stayed together more under slavery than they do now.
That's right. And they're enslaved today to sin and anger and all those things I just named. So they were freer back then than they are today.
And that, by the way, I want to make this very clear indeed, ladies and gentlemen. That is not an endorsement of slavery in any way. It's just taking stock of the problems to be very candid about what the issues are, and then to truly triple down on what the solutions are. You can't know where you want to go, Jesse, unless you know where you are, right?
That's right. As a matter of fact, a good friend and a member of my board, Walter Williams, said that back in the 1880s, three-fourths of black families were two parents. Now, that's according to Walter Williams, one of the smartest black men on this side of heaven.
Well, smart is smart, whether you're black or white. By the way, I'm a totally blind person, Jesse.
You're totally what?
I'm a totally blind person.
Meaning?
I cannot see, sir.
You mean like you're physically blind?
Correct, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah?
All right, the reason I tell you that is I don't even know what color I am, sir. Now, I got to rely on people to tell me, and I got to trust them, right?
Well, I'm looking at your picture. You look white.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, the reason I bring all that up, though, is color doesn't matter.
Not
now,
at all.
Character matters, but what matters even more than character is proper doctrine about who we are, where we came from, what we're here to do, the proper role of a father and a mother and a family. Father is right. Protector and provider. Mother is nurturer. The two create a great whole, greater than the sum of its parts. Some call that synergism. That, to me, is the key to raising responsible, self-reliant people, regardless of color, regardless of historical situations. People can be empowered to take action on their own and can be rewarded with their success, more so in America than anywhere in the world.
When the man, when God is over Christ and Christ is over the man and the man is over the woman and woman over children, it's the spiritual order. And when you have that order in your life, you cannot go wrong. You're able to deal with and overcome whatever challenge that's in your life. You're able to set a good example for your children if you have children. When you love your earthly father, you stay connected to God, your spiritual creator. You can't go wrong that way. But when you break that order, I have to tell you, I've noticed that every angry person on earth, especially in America, does not have a good relationship with their earthly fathers. And when you don't love your earthly father, you don't love God. And that's what the problem is. We got to return back to that order of God if we want to turn America back to what it was prior to Barack Obama and the Democrats taking over.
Quick pause. We'll talk in seconds.
Let me take a quick break.
888-7753-773. We're taking your phone calls. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I'm a man.
I just want to warn you, America, as I've been doing for the last 25 years, our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. It's time to wake up and deal with life in a spiritual manner, your personal life and your public life, because the beginning of salvation starts with you. Everything starts within you. And if you can deal with you, if you can see yourself in the right way and not be mad about seeing yourself, you will be able to overcome, and then you can deal with the world. You can absolutely deal with the world. And that's why God said to bring every thought into captivity. God said, my children shall know and recognize my voice.
You've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show. I'm James Hake, producer. We're constantly working to grow and improve the program. We want to hear from you. Let us know what you think of the show. You can go to our website, jlptalk.com, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/jlptalk, or email me, james@jesseleepeterson.com. Thanks for listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show.
Justice Clarence Thomas got a copy of my book, and when he received it, a big smile went on his face, and he brought up my last book, Scam, and then he said, I love this guy. This guy is not afraid. Isn't that something? He has a whole bunch of books on his desk that people send him, but he took my book home to read it. He's going to love this. If he likes Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, he's going to love The Antidote.
When we were younger and free, I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million now.
Adele has the best voice on this side of heaven. When she sings, I just have to close my eyes and just rock. Adele, we're doing a simulcast with Liberty Roundtable, hosted by Sam Bushman and friends. And your phone calls at 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Welcome back to the show.
And by the way, our prayers are with Adele. I know she had some throat problems there for a while, and she's recovered nicely, and our prayers are that she stays well.
I agree. This woman has a voice that was given to her by God.
Amen to that, sir. No question about it. We're ready to take calls. I want to kind of talk about Bond a little bit. I know a lot of your listeners know a lot about Bond, obviously. But Bond is an organization you put together quite some time ago. It's been working tirelessly for years, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. What you're trying to do is say, hey, we got to have the father at the center of the home. After all, it is his stewardship, his obligation under God. You wisely point out that, you know what? People that don't have fathers in their lives just have nothing but trouble. Now, fathers are supposed to emulate our Father in heaven in their lives, in their actions, in their behaviors. One of the best things that a father can do for his children is to love their mother. They need to be true. They need to be monogamous. They need to be upright and honorable, humble and kind. They need to lead by example, sir.
Yeah, the father is to love the mother, love his wife, in the same way that Christ loved the church. And the father is the church. Our bodies are the temple of God. And so if you're married, you're going to love your wife in the same way that you love, that Christ loved you, with patience, understanding, truth, love, all that good stuff. And for the last 25 years under Bond, we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding a man, by turning men, or showing them how to turn back to God. And what they have to do is to forgive. They have to forgive their failing fathers for not being there for them, and then they have to forgive their mothers and grandmothers for turning them away from their fathers because the mothers are angry, and what they do is pass their anger down to the children, causing the children to hate the fathers. And when the children hate their earthly fathers, they end up hating God. But when you realize that and you forgive, then God will forgive you and your whole world will change. He will return you back to the Father. Christ forgive you and he return you back to God, your Father. And I write about that in the antidote. People can check out my website, my nonprofit, by going to bondinfo.org.
That's BONDINFO. No dashes or anything, just one word, just like it sounds, bondinfo.org. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
That's right. And they can get a copy of The Antidote. It's going to blow your mind. The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And I write about Barack Obama, the reason that he identified with Black Lives Matter and others, because Barack Obama, like Black Lives Matter and others, is a very radical, evil organization. They are agitators, and that's due to the lack of love. Barack Obama has never had love from his father, and he's empty on the inside. His mother hated white people, even though she was white, and she taught Barack Obama to hate white people, hate America. And so he feels the same way that the agitators of Black Lives Matter and other feel. That's why he has created this environment where he's handcuffed policemen in our country so that radicals like Black Lives Matter and others can destroy this country.
Here's how it is for me. I want to hang out with and spend my time with the good guys, and I want to reject the bad guys, wherever they are, sir.
I'm sorry, repeat what you just said?
I want to embrace the good guys and reject the bad guys everywhere, all the time.
Yes. And but when we, as human beings, love what's right, when we love God, then we will attract the good guys. Well, you know, we will find ourselves, like you and I, we are together now because we agree on the same thing. And then those who are on the side of evil attract one another. My grandmother used to always say, birds of the feather flock together. And if you notice that for the last 7 years, Barack Obama has not done one good thing for this country. And he has attracted everything that's bad. For example, we now have so-called same-sex marriage in our great country. We didn't have that prior to Obama. We even have men and women who are confused about their identity. They think that they are men when they're really women, or the women think they're women when they're really men. Obama is promoting that. Let them wear dresses. Let them do this and do that. We didn't have that in the military and other places prior to Obama. The races are more divided. than any other time in history under Barack Obama.
Yeah, they're laying down fault lines. They're laying down fault lines on every land they can, male and female, black, white, tall, short, fat, skinny, Republican, Democrat, whatever. Any line they can find to divide Americans, they're doing it because they have hate in their hearts. Now, the mainstream press has not been very friendly to you and to our agenda. And I call it our agenda because I've agreed with you for years. We speak along the same lines, have done so for literally decades. The mainstream press has been pretty hostile to our agenda, Jesse. But you know what? Sean Hannity's interview of you starts to tell me they're maybe starting to get it. Are they?
Well, you know, Sean has been is a good friend. He's been a friend for the last 25 years or so. I knew him when he was in college. Well, I met him when he was in college doing radio. I met him by way of his sister, and he started to interview me. And he's now a part of the board. He's just been really, what you see is what you get. He's just been really on the right side of good. And that has opened up a lot of opportunities for me to get the message out there, and it's just been amazing. But there is an attack up on us, though. You have to realize the liberal media is evil, and they don't want to promote good. But if we continue to unite together and know that God is with us, God will always make a way. For an example, you have your show. I now have mine. And January 3rd of next year, we are starting a TV show called The Fallen State, and it's the fallenstate.tv. And so it's going to be done right. The studio is beautiful. It's a web series, and God is making that possible. So when you love him with all your heart, soul, and might, there's nothing on earth that can stop you.
All right, spell The Fallen State.tv for me just so I get it.
It's T-H-E. FallenState, The Fallen State .tv. FallenState .tv.
The Fallen State .tv launch January 3rd?
Yes, sir.
2016.
Right on the money.
And that is going to go in addition to your radio show, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We will continue to do the radio show Monday through Friday, 3 hours a day, and we will also do the TV show as well.
I love it. Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Lee Peterson, bondinfo.org.
877-573-773.
I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. It's enough that's going to stop me, but divine intervention, I reckon it's again my turn. To win some or learn some, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump continues to defend his use of a vulgar term to describe Hillary Clinton's unsuccessful bid for the White House in 2008. Trump spoke about the issue on Fox News On the Record.
Well, to me, it always meant to get beaten badly. That's what happened with Hillary Clinton. She got beaten badly. But to me, that's really a reference to getting beaten and really, you know, pretty decisively.
Trump made the comment during a campaign rally Monday. He says that at the event, no one seemed to mind the comment.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Miss Seven, Jesse, 888-775-3773. Simulcasting with Liberty Roundtable, Sam Bushman and friends. Sam, you want to take some calls? I have some calls on my end. You have
absolutely. Let's do it. I want to make one final point about your radio show and your TV show and about how we can try to make this movement for liberty, for Americans standing together and rejecting the divisions that happen everywhere.
Okay.
I think what we need to do is start to speak together publicly and start to have more and more people identify with who we are and what we're doing. And right now, the problem is they want you to believe that blacks and whites are enemies, that there's no way to fix it, that there are no solutions. And we got to start out by exposing that lie and proving different. So David A. Clark Jr., he's a sheriff of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, great friend of ours. He's a black Democrat, but he stands for the principles that are right. He's one of us. You're one of us. I'm one of us. And we just need to create this coalition that proves them liars. What do you say, Jesse?
I totally agree, because as long as we are divided, they can conquer. And I've said over and over and over again that our battle is not a physical battle. It's a spiritual battle, a battle between good and evil. And you have those folks like Barack Obama on down who are liars. They're on the side of evil. And then you have people like yourself and others, Sheriff Clark and others, who are on the side of good. And the people on the side of good must come together and defeat those who are on the side of lies. And to work together, we should speak at universities and colleges around the country, churches and rallies and organizations, so that we can start to unite the people who are on the side of good.
We can openly take questions, as we're about to do now, and comments, Jesse.
Yes, sir. Let's go to Gary on my end here. Let me just say we are taking calls at 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Gary out of Rosemont, California. Good morning, Gary. Merry Christmas. You're on with Sam and Jesse.
Okay. Thank you for having me, Sam and Jesse.
I appreciate you calling.
Excuse me?
Merry Christmas to you, Gary.
Oh, same to you. I'm not a believer in that religious stuff, but
that's okay. We love you anyway, my friend.
Okay, thank you.
You believe in Christ?
I believe in the Most High, my Father, the Creator.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe Yeshua.
Can I get a yes or no for sure?
I don't believe in the Christ.
Okay.
I don't believe in the Christ. I believe in Yeshua.
All right.
Okay?
Sure.
I just wanted
you sure?
to... Jesse, you've been saying that you and your program director bring up all these numbers about how the Expression Knights raping pale-skinned people, killing them, putting them on fire, and all that kind of stuff.
What's the Expression Knight?
Expression Knights, excuse me?
What do you mean, who are the Expression Knights?
It's the brown-skinned people here in America.
Gary, do you mind speaking English? Because Sam is with us, and you're black. Don't embarrass us.
Okay, well, I'm not black, but I'm brown.
All right, well, let me tell you how it is, Gary. I'm a totally blind person. I don't give a rip what color you are. In fact, I don't even know unless you tell me, and then I have to trust you and believe you. All I'm telling you is the good guys are standing together, the bad guys are standing together, and we're doing battle, sir. Are you ready, and which side are you on?
I'm on the righteous side, and I'm on the side of truth.
So with that in mind, what can we do for you, sir?
The truth is my skin is brown, and your skin is probably pale.
Don't care.
But let me get to my point.
Okay.
Let me get to my point.
Yes, sir.
This brings up all these numbers about how the Expression Knights are doing all this negative stuff to pale-skinned people. But that's just that's a distraction because the hello?
Yep, keep going. Make it quick, though. We got to fly.
Oh,
go.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's a distraction. Now,
all right, let me stop you. Every act, hold on, Gary, let me just stop you and say this. Every act of evil is evil. And it needs to be called on the carpet no matter who it is, anywhere, anytime, all the time. Horrible, evil acts need to be rejected and stood against every time, all the time. I don't give a rip the color involved. And the media, the problem is the media has a bias to reporting in only certain ways. That is a racist agenda on their part. We reject it. We stand together against evil.
And what Gary is trying to say, I'm making a point to point out how white Americans are being killed, raped, robbed, beat up, knocked out. And whenever it happens to white American by black people, you don't hear the media calling it hate crime. They barely report it.
And the knockout game is one proof of the pudding. Go research it.
Yeah. And if one white person decide for whatever reason to have a fight or attack a black person, the Department of Justice is all of a sudden investigated. Obama holds a press conference, and black people are calling it racist. And so we're not supposed to live that way in this country. We have an angry, evil attorney general who is not fair to the American people, Loretta Lynch.
That's just an extraction just to make pale-skinned people angry. Now, the truth...
How is that making them angry by reporting the truth?
Okay, but listen. The real problem is heroin with pale-skinned people.
Yeah,
all right, so we're gonna let you fly because we're getting too far off topic, but I will say this, though. You know what? Illegal use of drugs is evil. It destroys families. You're absolutely correct, Gary. I don't give a rip the color of your skin, but I do care about you. And I will say this. The more we report the truth everywhere, every time, the better off we'll be. And the way we get rid of anger is turn to God. Go ahead, Jesse.
That's right. I let Gary go. I had to let him go because he's always calling, but he never makes sense about anything.
Well, and he made some great points. The problem is he's all over the map, and it's hard to have people follow.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you picked it up. I've been trying to get it for 25 years.
Merry Christmas, Gary.
Okay, do you want to take calls?
I'm going to leave your number out. Anybody who calls, I'll just let them call into your number so there's no confusion.
Okay.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. 888-7753-7733. 888-77-JESSE. I need to take a break. Back in a moment.
I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry. If I could turn back down, if I could find
USA Radio Network Sports, I'm Ray Canterbury. Kobe Bryant is healthy and has returned to form, averaging 25 points on 51% shooting the last four games. He'll need it Wednesday night when the Lakers host Oklahoma City at the Staples Center. Tuesday, Kobe scored 31 in his team's win over Denver. Lakers coach Byron Scott said Bryant's performance left him speechless.
I can't explain it. I don't even try. You know, seriously, I mean, you know, just what he did on both ends of the floor. You know, it was amazing.
Meanwhile, Golden State hosts Utah. Portland's in the Big Easy to play the Pelicans. San Antonio travels to Minnesota. Atlanta entertains Detroit. Houston's at Orlando. Philadelphia's at Milwaukee. Dallas is in Brooklyn. Memphis is at Washington. Sacramento's at Indiana. The Knicks are in Cleveland. And Boston's at Charlotte. There's a pair of college football bowl games Wednesday night at the Poinsettia Bowl. Northern Illinois will take on Boise State. And at the GoDaddy Bowl, it'll be Bowling Green and Georgia Southern. And you're listening to USA Radio Sports.
This report is brought to you by Hickory Farms. According to a national poll, nearly half of Americans surveyed say the holiday shopping season begins when Hickory Farms arrives at their local mall. Hickory Farms has been part of holiday traditions for over 60 years. Their holiday market kiosks are now opening across the country, where you'll find gift boxes and baskets filled with award-winning summer sausage and cheese, plus delectable sweets and nuts, along with new gifts perfect for everyone on your list. Try their new
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The NHL will put the brakes on the season as there are no games on the docket until Saturday. Eyeing the standings, Washington holds the top spot in the East with 52 points. The Caps are currently on a six-game winning streak. Caps forward Jason Williams says they're getting better every week.
I see a lot of good building blocks this year so far. And as I said, you know, throughout the year, you're going to have ups and downs, and you're going to learn from a lot of games that you play.
Saturday, Washington will host Montreal. A good one in college hoops Wednesday night has number 3 Oklahoma at Hawaii to meet the Rainbow Warriors on their home floor as part of the Diamond Head Classic. At 9-0, Oklahoma's off to its best start since the Blake Griffin-led squad won their first 12 games in the 2008-2009 season. Meanwhile, number 18 SMU meets Colorado in the championship of the Continental Tire Las Vegas Classic. Number 16 Louisville plays Utah State at the Bill Minardi Classic. And number 23 Baylor will host New Mexico State. Ray Canterbury, USA Radio Network Sports.
Let it be Christmas everywhere, in the hearts of all people, both near and afar. Christmas everywhere. Feel the love of the season wherever you are, on the small country roads lined with green mistletoe, big city streets where a thousand lights glow. Let it be Christmas.
I love that. Merry Christmas. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. We are simulcasting with Sam Bushman and friends. Patrick Rooney is going to be with us in the next hour, the last hour of the show today. And Patrick is one of the smartest white men on this side of heaven. He's going to be here to talk about his little life and where he's moving to. Patrick Rooney, behind the headlines guy. Taking your phone calls at 888-775-3773. My final segment with Liberty Roundtable, Sam Bushman and friends. Sam, it's really a joy to be doing this with you today before Christmas.
Amen to that, sir. And you know what? We want to follow the Prince of Peace and remember the reason for the season, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Who's next?
Well, we don't have it right now.
All right. Well, then I want to ask you a question. There's a lot of ways we can restore America. Standing together and speaking out publicly, going to universities and talking about the principles. One of the statements that was made by the black community that I completely reject is they said, you know what? White people are afraid to talk about race. White people are afraid to talk about these things. They're afraid to admit to have conversations. Jesse, I'll talk to this issue with anybody, anytime, anywhere, and I will slaughter them. And I will slaughter them because I understand principle and because I understand that race doesn't matter. And as a blind person, I can prove it. But none of the mainstream press will even have the guts to have me on about it because they know I'll eat them for lunch. Okay? Nope. Let's talk principles. And which white guy's afraid to talk about this? I'm not.
Those black people who are saying that are lying. It's just that white people don't want to have to talk about it because they are going to be blamed, and black people won't take responsibility for their own failures. They want to just blame white people. I have to say, Sam, I have discovered that there is no such thing as racism. It has never been, and it doesn't exist today.
It's a societal construct, a man-made construct, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. And that's why white people have never been able to prove to black people that they are not racist.
I don't have time to try to prove it. I'm not even wasting my time.
It's an illusion anyway. It doesn't even exist. And so it's a spiritual battle. And black people, not all but most, are in a fallen state of anger, separated from God. And that anger happens in the home by their mothers and grandmothers because the fathers are not around. And then when these black people go out into the world, you have the black preachers. Most of them have been called by their mamas and not by God. They are teaching blacks to hate white people. And you have the so-called civil rights leaders. They are teaching blacks to hate white people. And you have Obama and others. So what they are doing is taking advantage of black people in their fallen state of anger, because when you're angry, it's hard to believe the truth. The truth seems like your enemy. And so they are being used in a fallen state of anger rather than being told to forgive their parents for failing them. And when they forgive their parents, then God will forgive them. And they can see who their true friends are and who their enemies are.
Now, Barack's willing to have these beer fests where he has a beer with people to so-called resolve issues. I don't drink beer, Jesse, but I say that you and I need to go have a lemonade with Barack, with the mainstream press on the beat, broadcasting live, and we can have a conversation about these issues, about hate versus love, about right versus wrong, about the solutions versus stirring up trouble.
I would absolutely love that, but Barack Obama would never, ever do that because he cannot handle the truth. He doesn't want the truth to get out there. Barack Obama's father is Satan, and Satan does not want the truth to expose the lie, so it's never going to happen.
And the point when you say that Satan is his father, you're talking about scripturally speaking, in whom you enlisteth to obey, right?
That's right. Absolutely. And those are the things that we need to be exposing. When I was growing up, the elderly and people of God were not afraid to expose the lie with the truth. But we have a society now where many people who say that they believe in God have fear. They are afraid to tell the truth. And as long as you're afraid to shine the light on the darkness, things can only get worse, because only God can change it by working through us with the truth.
There's ways to solve our problems. Turning to God is one of the great answers. In the Bible, it says if we turn to him and repent, he will heal our land. Yeah. He will protect us and bless us. That's very clear. The problem is it is a light and darkness spiritual battle. But he who owns the media makes the rules. That's a presentation I give. When they own the press, they tell the tale. And the only way for us to fight back is to get a bigger piece of that pie in terms of the press. We can force the dialogue if we get big enough, Jesse.
And that's what we're doing with this radio show. You're doing it with your show. My friend Bill Lockwood out of Wichita Falls, Texas, is doing it. And the FallenState.tv will be doing it. We're going to have a live audience. We're going to be interviewing people from around the country about the family, about the race issue, about the spiritual issue, how to get people to return to God.
Where are the studios going to be again?
It's in Los Angeles. They can go to the Fallen, F-A-L-L-E-N, State, S-T-A-T-E, thefallenstate.tv,
or bondinfo.org for more information.
All right. One of the big keys, I think, is we need to take education out of the hands of the government because they foster this educational snafu, Jesse.
Absolutely. And that's why we started the private school, a private school at Bond, Leadership Academy for boys and girls. Sam, I got to run. It's been so good doing this, and let's do it next year.
Godspeed, my friend. We'll do it. God bless you and your family. Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. 888.
Kirk Crosby, what do you say, sir?
Well, Sam, Mr. Jesse Lee Peterson, one of our, I think, heroes, a guy that basically has stood up to... the Reverend Jesse Jackson and Alice Sharpton and the likes for years. And yet, I believe that if the mainstream media really wanted to present solutions in America, they would, they would give him the airtime they give those other guys. And then the good folks that are out there that, they could see a real leader, a real solution.
I couldn't agree more with that if I tried, Kurt. Now, I want to move to a couple of cool Christmas things before the end of the hour. And I want to publicly thank Jesse Peterson for the work they're doing, for them taking time to share their airtime with us, to answer questions about his tremendous book. And I want to make sure you guys know where to get the book. He's author of The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. Amen to that. The book is available at all fine bookstores. Jesse Lee Peterson. It's available at Amazon.com. You can also go to his website, which is bondinfo.org. That's bondinfo.org. Rebuilding the Family by Rebuilding the Man. And I'm telling you right now, what a wonderful family-centered opportunity, Kurt.
And by the way, Bond stands for Brotherhood of a New Destiny. And
brother.
He basically just wants to change the way it's been done for so long and, correct this thing. And he's right on target.
Now, I guess Walmart has a super old employee, Kurt. This is kind of a cool story, if you ask me.
That's right. The guy's, just turned 103, had a special party, and the guy's name is Wade. He works at the Winfield, Kansas Walmart. He waters plants, greets customers, and runs the cash register. I guess he's been a fixture at the local Walmart that his co-workers recently helped him ring in his birthday by throwing him a very special birthday party. He said, I like to meet the people, and being here, I get to talk to a lot of people. That's what he told today's Chanel Jones. He said, I like being occupied. I usually keep very busy. One thing or another, they see to it that I do. He tried retirement in the 60s, but he quickly grew tired of it. He was tired of retirement. And he
I'm going to be like that, Kurt.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
And he decided to apply for a job at Walmart in 1983. 32 years later, he's well known and admired by his customers and coworkers, and he's not got any plans to go back into retirement anytime soon. Yeah, he's 103 years old. He says, one customer said, I think the man's here 24/7. He just belongs here. It's his life, and he is ours. I guess.
Now, he celebrates turning 103 with a special party at Walmart, too, right, Kurt?
That's right. And he has no tips or secrets to his longevity, but he said he's thankful to have reached the ripe age of 103. His son, by the way, who's 80 years old himself, said not many people his age are still able to talk to and receive advice from their fathers. I appreciate getting to be old and being recognized. But like I say, I'm still just a normal human being. I just happen to be lucky enough to still be around.
Well, I would submit to you one of his success stories, and the reason for his longevity, Kurt, is because he's a people person, because he doesn't want to just like sit back and wait for the angels to sing or something. He wants to get in there and serve and do others. Sure, he might derive a paycheck, but I'm sure he doesn't need money. He's probably been on Social Security longer than I've been alive. Anyway, he doesn't need money. It's about service and about relating to people and spending his time with those around him. And I think that's one of the big keys to success in people's lives, Kurt.
Yep. And, you know, I guess they say he's lived there in Winfield, Kansas, all his life, except for when he was in the Air Force during World War II. By the way, one of our favorite politicians, Senator Bob Dole, even called the guy on his special birthday, and he told him he was an inspiration. On his birthday, this guy presented, well, a check from Walmart, their donation of $125,000 to the Friends of the National World War II Memorial. So, you know, I'm not telling you that that's perfect, but they did some good stuff, and 103 years old, hey, you know, he's not thinking of retiring anytime soon, and that's what we suggest, you know, Lauren Wade.
When you say that's what we suggest, we suggest not retiring, right, Kurt?
That's what I mean, not retiring anytime soon.
We got a bad news. Tell everybody about the TSA, Kurt.
Well, yeah, the TSA, they say, can now force you to go through the body scanner. Sam really likes this in the airports. It's just one of his favorite things. I guess previously the body scanners were presented at many airports across the country, and they were free to opt out of the process, but now you got to opt in, man. And that's, well, I mean, Merry Christmas, right, Sam?
Well, all I can tell you is my headline says the TSA unconstitutionally now can force you to go through the body scanners and put your naked picture where the government can't keep track of it, which means it'll eventually be lost and probably promoted on the internet and who knows where. All compliments of your government. The whole purpose of government would be to protect life, liberty, and property. I would say my body's one of my most sacred, God calls it a temple, properties of all, by the way, and the government's here to violate it once again. Had sad tale to tell, but it is a Merry Christmas season. We will not be live on Christmas Day. We will be live Monday, though. We'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas. Thank God